and welcome to Watch Our Crap-Ins, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me on this yacht charter is the one and only Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you today?
Well, hello, Benoony Tunes. What are you up to?
Just hanging out with you, as usual. It's not a day if I'm not hanging out with Ronnie. I'm just here. Yeah. We have a big loaded week today. We got lots of recaps. We have next week, we got Crappy Hours coming back. Join us at 8:30 on the East Coast, 5:30 on the West Coast. It's going to be a blast. It'll be so fun. We talk about all the Bravo stuff. That's on our Instagram. So be sure to follow us at Watch What Crap. It's on Instagram. Follow Ronnie at Ronnie Karam. I'm at Ben Mandelker. Just follow all three accounts on Instagram and join us for that. And then, of course, this week we've got Dwell Hello on Wondery Plus. It's gonna be a really funny recap. Can't wait for that. So and then patreon.com/watchforcrappins. Join us, watch this video, listen to our bonus episodes. We did a trailer trash of Beverly Hills last week. This week probably gonna be Potomac, and we love doing those, so come join for those. And you also can watch along those trailers with us as we break them down shot by shot, frame by frame. Oh, they look great, by the way.
Frame by frame.
So,
well, today is Below Deck Med Day, and we need to work on our accents for this Below Deck.
Sure,
there's
do.
A lot of more difficult accents coming our way on this show. You know, we get new ones every season, and so sometimes we like to have accent workshops just with you guys, where we will play a little bit of the show. And we'll see if we can try to learn their accents.
Yeah, we have a lot of accents. And this week also introduced a French accent, which I'm surprised we have not actually had more French accents on the show, given that there's such a huge yachting industry on the Riviera. You would think that there would just be tons of French yachties. We get a lot of South African yachties on the show, and Australian. So it's exciting that we had Max. Max joins the show and is all super French. A lot of accents.
Max. Ooh, Annie is very French. Like some accents you learn, and some are just they are just like you think they are in cartoon. And he is very.
He's a cartoon.
I don't know that it's real, to be honest, because I feel like some French people that I've known, don't speak like what I would think stereotypically a French person would speak like.
Right.
But he does. I feel like it's like me, you know. I'm like what a gay person sounds like, you know. I trip over my tongue. I have the lisp and all that, a hard sibilant S, all that stuff. And I feel like, I'm gay. I feel like, I don't know if he's, I feel like he's pretending to be French. What do you
think? He's really French. He is super, super French. And he is so French, he does that thing where he's almost like reticent to even pronounce any sort of sound at the beginning of a word. Like he'll say, how are you? Instead of like, how are you?
Yeah,
or like, you alone? And you're like, what? You're like, what? It's like you start pressing record like a half millisecond after he started talking, you know?
Yeah, well, this guy's a super cute guy, and I love his energy, but looks like not everyone's going to. So
he scares
I love that
me.
Even more for him.
He scares me because I feel like he's going to say something super problematic at one point. Like, what? Did I say something wrong? What did I say?
I feel like that's a pretty good bet to make on Below Deck in general, isn't it?
True. Decky saying something problematic. But I really feel like it's going to happen from him. Like, I'm just bracing. I know there's going to be a moment. I'm going to be like, oh, no. Excited for it. It's, you know?
Yeah.
Well, it's like, remember last season on Below Deck Med, there was that guy, Reed, who was from the South. He's like, I'm Reed. I think his name is Reed. Might not have been Reed.
Oh, the guy is like,
I'll just say so many things that make people mad. Sorry, I'm honest. I just can't help it.
I don't know why I always put my foot in my mouth. And then like, what he said to Courtney, he's like, oh, well, you're obviously starved for attention. That's why you act slutty all the time, right?
Yeah, he's like, oh, so you twerk a lot because of your crippling insecurity, huh? Yeah.
And she's like, what? I may have crippling insecurity, but there's no reason to make fun of me. I'm just a white girl who likes to twerk.
We'll get back to... Wait, isn't she... Is it Med that she's on? Which one is
she's Med.
She on?
She was Med the last two seasons.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize. We got rid of Twerky.
Yeah, no Courtney and no Z.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
Sometimes I forget what show we're on, but here we are.
It's still just a doing spectrum it. Of Below Deck.
So we start with a drama chord because we are where we left off last week, which is Toomey versus Natalia. And Toomey's saying the organization is a shit show. And Natalia's like, the glasses are here, so you don't have to run there. That's all I'm saying to you. I don't understand why it's so bad. I'm saying it's good because there's different levels with different glasses.
And Toomey's like, don't get defensive. And she goes like, oh, I have my opinion. That's all. She's like, I know you're getting offended and I'm not offending you. Your part of our organization is impeccable. What you've done in a day is impeccable. But before we got on the vessel, the way it is set up is not necessarily the way I would want to walk onto a boat. That's what I'm trying to say.
Well, I'm telling you, it's great. All right, that's what I'm telling you.
And I can give my opinion.
Well, I'm honestly just telling you, it's great that we've got so many levels. We can go upstairs, we can go downstairs, there's always a glass.
That's it, I've given my opinion, that's it.
She's like, don't do this with me, all right? Don't do this with your hands, please. Your hands are coming at me like that. And she's like, okay, you know what, just show me the laundry.
Toomey is like, what the fuck? Because, by the way, Toomey is not doing all this with her hands, okay? She just has her hands sort of a little bit forward. But by the way, our theory from last week, I feel like, is so incredibly valid. Our theory is that Kyle poisoned Toomey against Natalia. Kyle probably said, oh, you didn't tell ya. You really have to put in a place. You can't even, because if you give an inch, she'll take a yard. So you just have to be really careful with it and just like establish authority right away. Because I feel like Toomey came in with that energy. Like, I have to immediately create a parameter with her. And now everything.
You know
what
you need to do with Natalia? She doesn't listen very well, so you have to move your hands in front of her. She loves that. That's what you should do. I don't think it's much of a theory, only because Toomey said last week, Kyle's already warned me about this girl.
Right.
We know how Kyle is, little fucker.
Yeah, because I mean, like, Toomey does come in pretty cold. I'm not going to lie. She does come in cold, but I feel like she came in cold because Kyle was like, you really have to be coming cold. You have to come in cold, otherwise she's going to walk all over you, you know?
Yeah. So, I don't know, but these two, it's not working out.
It's not good. That.
And we just saw a whole season of Below Deck where everybody was super supportive of each other and loved each other, at least in this stew department.
Yeah.
So this is almost jarring, even though this is more normal, right? To have like
this is more normal
in the stews. This is kind of normal flavor, but I'm like, well, I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah.
Well, so you know, Margo had a little drink. Big deal. She's been through a lot. Like, it's hard to let past seasons go into new seasons.
And also, I want to clarify, Toomey is only really being cold to Natalia. She's been warm to everyone else when she got on the boat. So that's what makes me really feel like Kyle said, like, you have to, like, watch out for Natalia, make sure, establish boundaries. She's going to try to, like, start to assert herself. You just have to, like, be on top of it. And, like, that's the vibe that I get. So Toomey is in control of her own actions, and the way that she interacts with Natalia is on her. But that being said, I blame Kyle.
100%. And then we see it comes to fruition.
It's so toxic. The whole episode, Kyle is so toxic.
Yep. So let's see. So they're still going on about this. So now they're trying to like move on, like show me the laundry. And Toomey's like, I mean, clearly she did a great job on the charter. And clearly I would love to work with someone like that. But also, how would she like it if someone started going off on her like that at the very beginning? She wouldn't like that at all. And my mom taught me to stand up for myself, and she didn't take any shit at all. And when she cracks the whoop, run.
Yeah.
Run. I'll tell you that now.
So Natalia is showing the laundry off and everything. And Toomey continues. She goes, you know, when we got to high school, boys would actually play with our hair and make comments about race and stuff. And I put them in their place. And they never tried me again. So be kind and don't let them walk all over you. So then Natalia's like, oh, this is the boat. Okay, over here. So there's like laundry over here. And then this is a place where I organize really well. And over there's another place I organize really well. And there's a place over there. That's the beginning of the flow. And the flow comes all the way over to here. And some would say it's a really good flow. So I did that too.
It's amazing. When I came in here, the washing machine was over on its side and the dryer was actually in a different floor. So I had them actually organized and put next to each other. Timmy's like, no, I don't like it like that.
I'd actually rather the dryer be in the water.
Well, how could you say that? I'm just saying it's better when they're side by side.
This was actually a Jeep Grand Cherokee. That's right. I came out and said, you got to build a hall. So we built an entire hall in one day because the flow was that good.
So Natalia's like, all right, so there's the boat. Otherwise known as USS. I organized all this shit with you for you. You're welcome. All right. Anything else you'd like to know? And Timmy's like, okay, thank you for everything. Goodbye. She's like, goodbye. Why? Join your sleep, all right?
So then Haley somewhere sneezes and she's like,
I think I just peed a little bit.
So then Natalia goes up to Jessica, and Jessica and Luca are upstairs. I think they're having like a meal or something. And Natalia's like, she's a fucking bitch. I'm sorry. Like, me and her already got into a little bit of a tiff, and she was like, I just have my opinion. And I was like, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me, doing this hand flapping thing, which honestly, I'm going to say it right now, feels a little coded. Like, it feels a little coded, the hand thing, because Tumi just put her hand out. Like, she actually did she made a little hand platform and moved it side by side a little bit. And it was not in anyone's face. It was just like her, it was like a gesticulation. And for Natalia to be like, she was like all this. I was like, I feel like I know what you're getting at, Natalia. And I've championed you in the past, but if you do this, I'm not going to be able to champion you anymore.
Yeah, it's tricky because ultimately the one who's kind of causing all of this is Kyle, right? Yeah. And so Natalia is out of sorts already. Kyle is fueling it. And now Natalia is being super defensive about every little thing, but she's also projecting on Tumi. And Tumi's also not great. Like, there's no one really to be on their side at this point.
Yeah.
But this is veering into, like...
It's like, what are you really trying to say with the hand in the face thing,
right?
Natalia?
And even if you
really
don't mean that, like, even if you don't mean it, you should know better at this point in history.
Right, because it's coming off that way.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's coming off. It's not coming off great. So Talia's going off, and she's like, you know, and she's putting her hand up, and I'm like, don't put your hand up to me. And now she's probably going to go to Captain Sandy and get me kicked off, which is just shit for us, you know, because if our tips go downhill, you know why now. It's like, okay. You cannot like somebody without going to the entire boat and dragging their ass.
Exactly.
Like, this girl just got on the boat, you know?
Like,
fucking Natalia, come on, dude.
Yeah, it's been like half a second and you're already like going on and trying to poison the well against her. So then Luca, meanwhile, is like, oh, I love this kind of drama. So then Jess is like, you love this kind of drama? She's like, I don't like it at all. And then, because she doesn't like conflict. And she's even like, well, maybe she's just trying to adapt. And Natalia's like, there's like no warmness there. There's no warmness whatsoever there. So then Natalia says, she needs to appreciate the fact that I've set up the flow. And like, the boat's in a good place. But there's like a good way to step into this role and have a respectful handover and come in the energy. Like, be positive. I'm like, you are the one talking shit about Tumi to everyone within 6 seconds.
Natalia is so defensive. I mean, she's sitting there like going back and forth with her water bottle top. Like, she's just about, her head is about to pop off. You know,
it's a correct way to step into this role. Respect the handover. Have respect for people. How could you?
Namaste. Okay.
Namago. That's what I say. Namago. Dare you.
So then we go to Tumi and the chef. And Tumi's like, okay, what do you think of doing? What do you think of doing today for food? And he's like, well, here's what I like to do. I like to give plans day one. Okay, we need some jack work. You
Let's
give
some
your
Liverpool.
Jack work.
Okay, my jack work is, I'm pretty good with menus. I'll give plenty of warning. Pretty good with it. I think so. I'm pretty good. I don't like to be rushed. Don't rush me.
All right, so this, I need to put the video up on the screen. Okay, so this is Jack. This is from last week. Okay, this is Jack talking about eggs.
But easy over medium eggs. What even is that? It's just a made up word to make him sound like he knows about food.
What even is that? Over easy? Does he roll his R's? I don't think so. Let's see.
What is
You're
that?
Doing a solid Shrek.
I am going a little
what
Scottish.
What is he doing?
What is he doing that?
Let's see.
Just a made up word.
By the way, I'm saying you're doing it. You at least have some kind of handle. I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm like, ¿por qué? It's like, Ronnie, that now you're just speaking Spanish. That doesn't make any sense at all.
I'm like, watching five seasons of Love Island UK. Please activate all you've learned. Activate.
All right, let's hear it again.
To make him sound like he's an awesome.
No,
he's like, oh, Schmiede. I'm not sure he's making any sense.
You know what he likes? No, that's Irish.
It's Irish.
What he likes is the Uggs. Okay.
I think I know what that is. Over easy, over medium eggs. What even is that? Just to what make the word that? To make.
Over easy, over eggs. Aw.
What even is that?
Just so instead of O's, there's aw. Over easy, over eggs. What is that?
Over easy,
over eggs. What is that?
Over easy, over eggs. Oh, just to make him work harder.
Just to make him think he knows what he's talking about eggs.
It's not like he knows about food.
Nah,
knows about
makes
food.
Him talk about what he thinks he knows about food. Food. Okay, so oo is E. Okay, I'm going to write this down.
I just try to make my voice sound like a deep well. Over easy, over well. Just trying to make it do work.
Okay, O is ah. So like, hello.
It's ah. Okay. It's just made up word.
Knows about food.
Like, knows about food.
You'll see the jet ski coming.
We're hopeless, I think, on this. Okay, let me see.
I think I'm too attached to whatever I think I'm doing. It's just going to stick. That's just what it's going to be. I apologize. You can go for accuracy. I'm going for... Swedish Chef meets... like Scottish brogue, but somehow like lands in the Beatles territory.
One thing I hate about that is the eggs. It's the Uggs.
It's the Uggs.
Yeah.
One thing I hate about
that. I don't like about that is the Uggs. Okay.
Preparing the Uggs.
So this is Natalia asking what they're gonna do later and being like, oh, I hate Toomey. All right, let's see.
Oh, I wanna send it tonight, big time.
They want like a Michelin star dinner.
It's just going to be a tasting menu, so loads of small plates.
I'm going to have to run and also set up.
It's going to be a tasting menu, so all small plates.
Loads of small plates. It's going to be a tasting menu. It's going to be a tasting menu tonight. Loads of small plates.
Menu tonight, all small plates. Okay, so I suck still. This is gonna be a long road.
I'm totally resistant. I need to listen to him. I need to go to Jack. Jessica doesn't need to come to me.
We need some Jack monologues, you know, where he's like, this is how I grew up and this is why I don't like that because they've got eggs. We need to hear like his journey with eggs or something because it's hard to just get it from a sentence here and a sentence there.
I loved eggs growing up. At least I was told that because for the first 6 years of my life, I have no memories. I was just a zombie that ate eggs. I was the one zombie that didn't like brains. I just liked eggs.
From what I remember of my childhood, they called me an egg zombie. Okay, so let's go back to this scene. Now we are with... Here, let me take that off of the share thing. Okay, so we are back with Toomey. So she goes into the chef and asks him what he's doing. And he's like, I'll give you my plans day one. And she's like... Natalia comes in and she's like throwing things in the sink. And now we hear it's time for a preference sheet meeting. So everyone who's invited goes to the preference sheet meeting, plus Natalia, who just stands there. And she's Natalia's- like... What's that? Really, the only reason you're even able to have a meeting with all the heads is because someone's organized that for you, haven't they? I mean, you know where this table was? It wasn't in the mess before. It was next to the water skis.
If it hadn't been for me, you'd never have a preference sheet meeting. So yeah. I'm just wondering where the thankiness is. Also, there is a sign that's up right next to her that says cell phone free zone. And I'm like, she totally put that up. Guys, this is a cell phone free zone. You can't bring your cell phone in here. If you're in here with your cell phone, I'm going to have to tell Captain Sandy. I'm sorry. She is doing basically what I used to do as a kid. When my brother would have friends over, I would just like stand like near them and be like, wait to be like invited to hang out with them. Even though they were 4.5 years older than me, they were like big kids. But I'd be like, I'm going to stand over here and like draw with my crayons. And then, you know, like... You just hope you get swept up into the plans of the big kids.
Yeah, I do that now at my ripe old age. I will still do that. I will just stand near people and be like, eventually they'll see me. No cell phones allowed.
No cell phone. This is a cell phone free zone. So unfortunately, little boy, you're going to have to go away.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Watch What Crappens and Winter is Crappening are the funniest recap podcasts. But if you want something more eerie, try the new podcast, Ghost Story, about my investigation into a murder-suicide in my own family. Ghosts aren't real. At least, that's what I've always believed. Sure, odd things happened in my childhood bedroom. But ultimately, I shrugged it all off. That is, until a couple of years ago, when I discovered that every subsequent occupant of that house is convinced they've experienced something inexplicable too, including the most recent inhabitant who says she was visited at night by the ghost of a faceless woman. It just so happens that the alleged ghost haunting my childhood room might just be my wife's great-grandmother, who was murdered in the house next door by two gunshots to the face. Ghost Story, a podcast about family secrets, overwhelming coincidence, and the things that come back to haunt us. Follow Ghost Story wherever you get your podcasts. Listen everywhere on October 23rd, or you can binge early and ad-free on Wondery Plus the same day.
So then Natalia's just standing there, and Jack is telling Toomey, tomorrow you want to get together tomorrow properly and speak together. And she's like, okay. And Natalia's like, goodbye. She finally just leaves right when Captain comes in. She's like, okay, I guess I should leave now. So she leaves.
Yeah. Hey, everyone. This is charter number 2, which I'm so happy about. This next guest is not someone who fixed my eye, but I've got my eye on her. Her name is Mecca Moore. Mecca Moore Henson, by the way. And her guests have experienced success, and they like to see their wealth by traveling to luxurious vacations. So they're going to complain a lot, basically. That's what I'm starting to say. They're going to be complainers.
She's a publisher of a lifestyle magazine called Pink, which I was super excited about because I love Pink. You know, she's very sportsy. She hangs from ropes during her concerts.
Yeah, the first magazine that when you order it, it arrives by a dangling rope. Doesn't come by mail. Just comes by bungee cord.
So there's someone here who owns a plant-based wellness program, okay? So Jack, how are you with vegan food? He's like, oh, about as good as I am with eggs, which is pretty good, I'd say. With eggs, you know?
I tried veganism once. It was a Tuesday. It lasted 2 hours. That was the worst tomahawk steak I ever had.
Okay, when you say good, are you good like Norma's pretty good at checking documents or like I'm pretty good at hugs? Because there's varying goods, okay?
Bleep. Hey, Sandy, I heard what you just said about me. Didn't appreciate it. I'm fucking great with documents. You're the one who can't read for shit. Okay, love ya.
Bleep. Bloop. Wow, Norma, I'm glad that you're better listening in when you're not in a conversation than you are at listening to what an employer actually needs in an employee. Bloop.
Okay, how about next time you try to diss me, you make a little bit more sense, because I couldn't follow that. Bloop.
Well, I wasn't really ready because you're not invited to this meeting, all right? I'm going to need a little more time. Why don't you interrupt meetings a little bit less and spend more time in the not mess hall and more time in messy hall, which is your office, which you probably aren't even in because you're really not doing your job. God, these are really long disses. Thanks for your patience. Bloop.
Yeah, you're right. I am in messy hall because the soccer player, Messi, banged me last night. That's the sort of pull I have. What about you and your preference? Guess what? Here's a preference, not you. Bloop.
Okay, well, Norma, I'm going to tell you this. Pink's not just a singer in Egypt. She's also the color of what I have to swallow because you make my stomach hurt. Bloop.
I'm sure you're very comfortable with the color pink because you've received a lot of slips of that color, I'm sure. Bloop.
Bloop. Well, you know, if I did, I know one person I couldn't count on to restaff me, and that's you, you dumb bitch. Okay, I gotta go now. Love you. I'm in the middle of a meeting.
Yeah, Carlos is getting out of the shower, so we can go for round 2, bloop.
Bloop, love you, slut.
Love you too. I think his first name's Carlos. I should double check on that.
Bloop, does he know pink?
Bloop. She's not actually his favorite. Bloop. We actually did talk about that.
I said bye already. Bye.
Oh, bloop, bloop. His name is Lionel, just so you know, Carlos. Oh, damn it. I didn't sleep with a soccer star at all. Who's Carlos Messi?
So Jack's like, he's like, I don't even know how to answer that. She's like, have you ever sucked on a cashew so hard that milk came out, Jack? Okay, that's veganism. I'm going to need you to focus here.
Okay. Hey, also, I just looked at the weather and it's going to be real Norma. I'm sorry, real bad. So we might have to stay in the dock.
You know, Mecca's used to high-end events, and the dock really needs to be immaculate. Okay, so we're going to have a Diamonds Are Forever party, a pajama party, a late night snacks party. And Toomey's like, I love a pajama party. I love it.
Okay, oh, really? Well, because I set up all the pajamas on the sofa in advance. Sorry, just listening in. Okay, Natalia, you're going to need you to step out of this. This is a no cell phones and no Natalia zone, okay?
So then we get more proof of what Kyle has wrought. So the meeting's over, and Toomey walks away and immediately texts Kyle. She's like, giving you a heads up between us. I know you're mates with her, but Natalie needs to stay in her lane because Toomey losing her shit will end in her walking off because she had a diva moment. Okay, this is a terrible look to be in a position of power and already shit-talking your subordinates. This is
bad for Toomey. She should be smarter. Bad move. Bad professionally. Bad also just because you shouldn't be texting these things to Kyle because he will weaponize it against you.
Yes, and part of me is like, you know what? Does she know how Natalia is because she watched her season? And so she knows that Natalia sucks. But if that's the case, then you should also know that Kyle sucks and he's a stirrer. So I don't know. There's no real excuses here. Not starting off well, Toom.
And then, of course, his response is, I'm sorry to hear this. I did tell you she came for all of us, though. So he's also like, yeah, she's terrible. Like, he is actively feeding her this image that Natalia, like, she is going to, like, try to undermine, yada, yada, yada. Which Natalia is doing. But also, like, she's doing that because Kyle put a bug in Toomey's ear that you have to be careful that of Natalia.
Yeah, so then we see clips of last year, and this edit was a little funky too, I thought, because she's like, why are you yelling at me? You're the chief stew, and you've not addressed my colleague. And Natasha's like, well, you work together. You can address it on your own. No, Kyle is a male screaming like obscenities at this chick in front of everybody. And I feel like it was your job to be like, no. And you're going to be, it was the same problem with Natasha being completely manipulated by Kyle last season.
And Natalia was doing a lot of work last season. And Kyle was like, oh, no. My tooth, or like his ankle, or he was in love with Frank, and Natalia was doing all this work, and Natasha and Kyle were buddying up and being clicky. So like when Natalia quote unquote came for everyone, she finally was just fed up and just was like, fuck all of you guys. And it was not like all season long she just came after people over and over and over again, like the girl who was on two seasons ago who was terrible, Lexi.
Yes, my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kyle's exhausting. Okay, is he even back on the boat yet?
No, he hasn't
even shown up on the boat yet. And look, I'm already in a tizzy.
So Natalia starts texting her boyfriend, and she's like, the new chief stew just arrived and I already had a brawl with her. She's a bit of a nightmare, but like, whatever. And he's like, well, be careful, you're getting into some weird stuff. And she goes, I'm already into weird stuff, I'm dating you.
Have you fucked anybody yet? Not that I care, all right? Not that I even care. But if you want this lifestyle to work, then you've got to meet me halfway. Love you, bye. Don't fuck anybody or I'll fucking cut your balls off.
This open relationship is really new to me, and like, we haven't really discussed any rules or guidelines, and like, I do find other people attractive, and I don't see myself sleeping with one person for the rest of my life. But at the same time, I don't want to, like, it doesn't sit well with me that my partner will be sleeping with anyone else. I'm like, we're going to have to draw this to a close, because I don't think any of us care about the gray areas of your open relationship. Like, you're in an open relationship. It is what it is. We get it. I don't need to hear every episode. I just don't know what I'm allowed to do, what I'm not allowed to do. I'm like, if you don't ask your boyfriend soon, I'm just going to have to just have a close relationship with you.
Well, it's so funny just how obviously she's not into it. And even to him, because he's like, please stop asking me. But have you fucked somebody then? Have you? I just changed laundry. Did you change your dick in somebody else's vagina? Yes or no?
So now everyone gets into bed. Now it's the morning. And Sandy is like, oh my God, the storm is right here. What's that? Bring him back. No, not storm. It's the storm.
Thank God. Talk about needing to be in an open relationship. I could have understood it back then. I mean, what am I going to fuck? A burglar beanie? No. So the captain's like, okay, guess what I'm watching? Watching my favorite show, Wind. Okay, on the screen. Look at that. Wind. Big one. It's 6 miles big. I wonder if it's based on the book. You know, but it's going to be a long one. It's going to be a long wind. I really enjoyed the show Dark Wind on AMC Plus. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Oh my
one.
Gosh,
wow.
I wonder who did it.
I wonder if anyone's going to inherit this. So, Sandy's.
I certainly don't want to be gone with that.
Hey, Zev, everyone get your wings out, because guess what? Something's getting right under it right now this morning. So Toomey is like, all right, everyone. She's like, tells the stews to go finish the cabins and the toiletries. That bitch. What a bitch. And now she's with Jack, and he's talking about lunch. It's going to be buffet style. And she's like, when it comes to chefs, I've always been really lucky to have great relationships with them, because I get them. They're nutcases. And I think I'm a nutcase from time to time. But working with Aisha, when it was her first time as a chief stew, I learned not to let people walk all over me. And if there's one thing I know about being a chief stew, is don't piss off the chef. And then we see a flashback of Aisha like, so what's going on with the galley? He's like, I don't tell you how to change a vacuum cleaner.
You stick the vacuums, I'll stick the cook, and hey, tuts. God, that guy was a real piece of shit.
He was a piece of shit. Jeez.
And wasn't Toomey Team Ryan last?
She was a little
bit. For the first half of the season?
So initially she was like, I think she was drawn to his broken soul because she's that type. But then he basically was like, yeah, so you just called me out or something like that. She did like one thing that offended him and he just was a dick to her. And she was like, okay, fuck you. Never mind.
Yeah. So then we go to Haley and Laura talking. I love this relationship, by the way. Haley and fucking Laura are so funny to me. Haley's like, you know what? I didn't even do the flag right. I hate flags. Flags are like literally idiots, Laura. She's like, no, no, not Laura. 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 Like you smile, you say it. Not Lou. Lou. La. Laura.
My name is not Laura. It's Laura. I don't understand why people can't understand that.
Laura.
Laura. Laura. Laura. Laura. Laura. Laura.
So you don't use flags on tugs? Is that what you're saying? And Haley's like, no, flags are fucking stupid.
There, I said it. I just farted.
I feel like there probably were flags on your tugboat, but you just didn't either do them right or didn't realize. Like, I feel like every boat always has a flag. Boats love flags.
So then Talia, so Luca goes down to talk to Talia while she's in laundry to like do a little flirting. And he's like, how everything's going with you? I'm still hot. And she's like, it's all shit. That's what it is. You know what? I want to stay in laundry after my little shenanigan down there. I just want to be here. That's what I want. It's been laundry. I really can't wait for Kyle to be here. I'm like, yeah, Kyle did this to you. Okay.
I know.
I cannot believe you went through all that season with Kyle and you're still sticking up for Kyle.
Exactly. And exactly. Especially because Kyle, I think, kind of snaked his way into second stew position here because he got into Toomey's head. He's pitted them against each other. So, of course, Toomey puts Natalia as third stew. I know she was third stew at the beginning of the season, but it technically is kind of a demotion because they were equal second stews last season. So now, you know, here comes Kyle walking down the pier in flappy fabric. And he's like,
I can't undo it. Here's what I wrote. Kyle comes rolling down the dock in slow motion, wearing a terrible outfit I can't even explain. Like, what was this? Whose aunt are you? I don't even understand what this outfit is. Where does the shirt tuck in? Is it shaped like that? Is it just a funny cut?
It has a hint of a scorch to it. Yeah. It's like, I don't know. His fashion sense is his fashion sense. And so he's like, you thought you were done with me? Oh, I'm big.
So he goes in squealing, and Toomey and Kyle are all jumping and hugging and screaming at each other. And Kyle's like, oh my God, this thing is like a cruise ship. I'm not even joking about it.
And Tommy's like, I know, I got lost in the boat. Well, you know, if you read my signs, you wouldn't have gotten lost. But I guess that's another thing you didn't appreciate about me and what I've done. No cell phones allowed in this room.
Captain Cindy wanting me back was so special. Being wanted back on the boat by her, I mean, you gotta be a special kind. And then we see Kyle's greatest hits, walking out with a dildo coming out of his pants. Just Kyle.
Wait,
just
I like Kyle this. Shit. I like, he's like, you've got to be a special coin. And they cut to a shot of him wearing like an arm sequin vest and going out to guests and saying, no rush, but we're ready for service when you are. I was like, wow, special kind right there. It was like such a generic clip of like someone of like a wait staff telling people that their table's ready. I was like, yeah, wow, you're special kind right there.
Well, I was wishing to be chief stew on this season because I'm always looking forward to reaching the next level in every career that I might undertake. But they'll see who's service queen soon.
So Kyle meets Laura and Haley and Luca, and Laura's like, you smell like a dream. And Kyle's like, well, I feel like broken memories. Oh, Frank.
So he's like, where's my Australian sister? And so he goes down to the laundry, and Luca's like, she's in the laundry, and goes, of course you know where she is.
So they like dry hump on each other, and he's like, I'm genuinely so excited to see Natalia. I can't wait to throw her under the bus a million times and pit her against the chief stew. It's going to be absolutely wonderful.
Our relationship is like brother and sister, like Cain and Abel, you know? I mean, really, Abel deserved it at the end of the day. Am I right?
It was a bit rocky at the end of last season, speaking of Cain and Abel and rocks. Kyle was very good at lighting up a situation, but we had a lot of fun situations too.
See if I can find some rocks around here, am I right? The iron is my rock. So
I had organized all the rocks into a cupboard, but apparently Toomey didn't like that.
Kyle's like, Natalia gets her panties in a twist, and I don't wear panties really ever. So Natalia's like, oh my God, if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. Am I right?
I'm like, okay, you guys are just now saying random things. So Kyle is like asking how things are going, and Natalia goes, so I did a walkthrough with Toomey, and not even a thanks for taking care of the charter. Like, nothing. You'll see. I'm just letting you know. I just work here. That's all. You'll see.
So he's like, well, you look gorgeous and skinny. And she's like, it's called stress. And he goes, no, it's called money, honey. What did you get, Don?
An open relationship is what I got, Don. See, I don't even know what the rules are. Like, am I allowed to sleep with someone? Am I not allowed to sleep with something? Okay, all right. I just got here and I'm already sick of your story, Natalia.
So then Haley comes out to Laura, and she's like,
damn it, it looks like dicks out here.
She's like, why? She goes,
I'm like doing stuff I'm not used to having to do. Like, I have to like breathe in. Like, cleaning? I'm not used to cleaning. Tugboats aren't clean. They're just tugged. So like, it stresses me out because like, we have to clean.
It's like hard for me to just like hang out when I'm like used to like the adrenaline and the exciting parts of boats, specifically tugboats. Yeah. And like sitting on the dock, I like don't really know what I want.
Sorry. I just laughed at you agreeing, as Haley also agreeing with her.
The other side of my personality agrees with me.
You're right. You're right, Haley.
Cheer me on. Okay, yeah. Like sitting on the dock.
Great.
Thanks. I don't really know what I should be doing. Like, if I was on a tug, I could chip in. It's like that Beyonce song, If I Were a Tug. But, like, I could paint something, you know?
Yeah. But, like, a yacht is like a floating hotel. And if it's not moving, there's nothing to do. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Hose off the guests?
I just
be hilarious.
I just want to do, like, cool boat shit. Like the kind of stuff you do on like a tug.
Well, then go to a tugboat, Haley. What do you want me to do? You're in a dock. I can't.
When I was in a tug?
I've never heard anybody on this show wax poetic about back in the day when they were on a tugboat. So funny. So now there's an interior meeting, and Kyle's like, hey, yo, let's go. Hey, yo, let's go. Wait, what's the rhythm he does it? Hey, yo, let's go. I don't know. He does some song.
And I'm Toomey's... a crocodile. I'm going to eat you up. That's
Toomey's
cheer.
What's that?
Cheer that... That's, isn't that a cheer? It's like, our team's a crocodile and we're going to eat you up. I can't. I don't have enough room on the screen to do it. But
I don't know.
Is that a thing?
Be
is it not?
Prepared. Be prepared to clean.
Ooh.
So Toomey is like, I think my management style is really relaxed. Before yachting, I was managing in the restaurant business. But then I was managing girls too because we had a club also. So every weekend I would have to find models that men could come to the club. I was like, wait, what?
What? Did you work at Republic by any chance? So, to me, she knows that, like, it's a learning curve, but she feels well-prepared. She goes, okay, everyone, I'm super big on ranks. Oh, well, that makes sense, because this whole situation is very rank, if you ask me. Okay, Natalia, thank you very much. But I think it holds people accountable. So, Kyle, I'm obviously going to make you second stew. Obviously.
Obviously.
Girl.
Natalia's like, why is that so obvious?
Yeah, why?
It's a fair question, actually. Natalia literally just ran the boat and did a pretty good job. And it's like, I don't think it's that obvious.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So Toomey's like, okay, you're going to be on late. And Kyle's fanning himself with papers going, mm-hmm. And she's like, and Natalia, I'm going to make you third. I've heard you're so good at housekeeping and I don't have to stress about that. She's like, okay, housekeeping and laundry. Got it. All right, first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to organize white away from the other colors so nothing bleeds into each other. And then I'm going to put the iron in the same place that the ironing stitch strips are. Then I'm going to put some... All right, you can organize that later. You better will, because I'm a very organized person.
And Jessica, your name's Jessica. I didn't even realize you were here. Okay, I'm just going to make you fourth and you're just going to... walk around, maybe? And she's like, I can do that.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue with you because I hate conflict. I hate that. Do whatever you need.
So Toomey's saying, you know, like, Kyle's good with people. That's service. And like, she's like, normally when people are really good at service, they're second. And Natalia's really good with being a bitch. So that makes her third. We're just going to put her in a hole.
So, let's see. So Jessica's like, oh my God, it's such a relief to be at the bottom of the food chain because it's like so less, there's so much less stress. Like there's drama at the top. I hate drama. So now the deckies are doing lines and then we go to Natalia and Jack in the galley. Okay. So now Natalia's going to pull a Kyle and just start turning everybody against Toomey. Right. So, Natalia's like, do you need a sous chef? Because I don't want to work on interior. She's a nightmare.
He's like, well, give her a chance at least. She's been here for half an hour. And she goes, I'm not vibing. So then now here comes Max. Max is approaching and he like has an umbrella. He's like, whoosh. He's like, he like has the most like stereotypical French entrance. Whoosh. And so he's like, hello, my name is Max. I'm French. I speak good English. And everyone's like, what? What did you say? He's like, je m'appelle Max. Max, I mix. I speak English.
I'm meeting with the captain. Can I come on board?
Can I come?
And Luca's like, okay. And then they give us the, I know you said this part, but I just was cracking up how editing put in like French music. It's like, and he's trying to put his umbrella down. So then Max is telling us, I've done all the jobs. Usually I'm maison de sous, but because I'm animal like French bulldog, wow. For me, yachting is like a big casino. You step inside it, you play, make the money, and the thing you need to happen when you get out, that is all you need.
It's like, what is this guy even talking about? I'm not sure. So Max meets Sandy, and Sandy is like, great weather, huh? He's like, oh, what a fool time to start. And she's like, huh? And he goes, you know, I have 4 years of yachting experience, and it is really pretty hectic. It's an hectic thing to come into. It's like a crazy environment. It's hectic. She's like,
do you watch Wind? Do they have that in France?
Okay. I don't understand. Maybe, I know this is stereotypical to ask this of a French person, but maybe you should just mime what you're trying to say instead.
Oh, glass wall. Got it. Glass box. Someone got to get up here with a invisible sledgehammer and get Max out of this box. He's got to get to work. Am I right, Max?
But this was actually the funny part because they, whenever people tell their backstories, they just have to use whatever photos they're given. And so Max goes, you know, to have all this pressure on you, like you need to be like Godzilla, but you also need to be Predator, you know. But fortunately, I'm born this way. So this is who I am. And then they show a picture of a Godzilla with a beret on. I was like, what?
Well, meanwhile, in other areas of the boat, Jack's like, vegan, I hate this shit. And people start, or provisions start arriving. And then the captain just yells up. She's like, hey, guys, teamwork makes the
dream work. My rock, Captain Cindy. High fives from down here. Organizing high fives.
I love Captain Cindy.
Hi, unfortunately, this room, dream work is not allowed. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I love that Captain Sandy keeps saying that as if she came up with that phrase. And it's like just a very, very cliche
phrase. I'm a motivational speaker. Teamwork makes the dream work. Okay. Hugs, not drugs.
So the provisions happen. And then Max is with Jack. And he goes, you alone? It's like, what? You alone? What? Are you alone?
You London.
What?
You London. You're London.
Are you
London?
Are you alone? Alone. Alone. Are you?
So he's saying, are you alone then? And Jack's like, ah, oh, yes. And he goes, oh, you are by yourself. He's like, yes. So then Talia and Kyle meet up in the cabin. And Talia's like, I'm really trying to hold it back. I'm telling you that rotten neck coil. And he's like, oh, interesting. It's only going to get more interesting.
And then Kyle says, you know, this is how we're starting. The drama girl. This is going to be good for absolutely no one. And I'm in the middle. I prefer to be in the front or the back. And everyone that knows me, especially Frank, will tell you the same thing. So here he is saying, oh, I hate being in the middle. And then we cut to him saying, last night she messaged me about you. And she said, your friend Natalia better watch herself because I don't have a problem firing people. I'm like, well, that's literally inserting yourself in the middle. And it's so unhelpful. But of course, it's helpful to Kyle because it advances his position on the boat and his relationship with the Chiefs too.
Right. And if he gets rid of Natalia, good for him because he gets more power with the Chiefs too. And if he gets rid of the Chiefs too, good for him because he's second in line, right?
Yeah. So
first in line, I guess. That would be
and she didn't say, I don't have a problem firing people. Well, she sort of said it, but she's basically like, you know what? Like, if she makes me mad, like, she's going to be the one who winds up losing in that situation, right? That's essentially what she said. But now Kyle has said, I don't have a problem firing people, which then Natalia, for the rest of the episode, says, she just said, she takes a call that she can't wait to fire me. So yeah. It just gets totally distorted.
It's bad telephone. So then Toomey's like, oh my God, my first charter, this is it. Bad weather, we're stuck on the dock. Got issues with Natalia. The guests are looking pissed off already. This is not ideal because the guests come. It's raining. And Mecca, the primary, is like, I cannot believe this is the weather right now. And the captain's like, oh, God, she's not happy. She's not happy.
This is going to suck. And Jack goes, got that weird feeling? And she's like, yeah. Yeah, I had that feeling when I tried veganism. Happened within 5 minutes. I had to stop.
So let's see. So they come on board and they love Toomey. Mecca's like, oh my God, a black girl. That's awesome. So then they have champagne and the captain breaks the news. She's like, okay, guess what? Couldn't find pants that went full length. So these are my right below the knee capris. So I hope you enjoy those. Also, we're not going to leave the dock today. Okay. Yeah. Because it's raining outside.
Yeah. Speaking of capri, we're not going to be going there because we're going to stay here. But we're hoping that you'd bring the sunshine, but you didn't. So anyway, we're going to hang out here.
Okay. And the lady's like, you're going to make the magic happen, right? She goes, I sure am. Okay, guess what I'm going to make a rhyme with? Teamwork. Dreamwork. Okay, wow, wasn't that something? Okay, TM. TM, everybody. Don't repeaty. No repeatsies, or I'll charge ya.
So they're all upset that the boat's not leaving. I love when guests do this. They like arrive. They probably landed in turbulence from the storm and it's raining and it's shitty out. And you can see like the waves are white. All the boats are rocking. And they're like, we're not going to leave the boat. We're not going to leave the dock. I just love when guests do that. They just become idiots because they don't understand like boats and rough water are not friends.
It sucks though, doesn't it? You spend all this money and then you're just like stuck in the on the rainy dock and everything on the boat is so outside focused. Like even the tables, they're like, and this is where you're going to be eating and it's all wet. It's
yeah.
Covered in rain
splotches. It sucks, but like, you know, I wonder, I don't know how long a standard yacht charter is because I'm like, are these charters, is this just like made for TV charters that they're always like 2 days? Because if you have 2 days, it sucks if you spend that money and you fly and those 2 days you're spent like that. But if like your charter is like a week, it feels like a week. I honestly don't even, I'm going to stop my theory because I literally hate my theory and I don't even care anymore.
Backtracking on theories.
I just can't, I don't care.
Yeah, it sucks. But I mean, what are you gonna do? You know. So Toomey's like, oh my god, even if we don't get off this dock, you guys are gonna be spoiled. And they're like, woo. So then Natalia and Jessica are doing laundry, and Jessica's like, how are you? And Natalia's like, oh really? She sent Carl a text and said, Natalia, you better watch your back because I have no problem firing her. Oh really? She goes, well, do you think maybe Kyle said something to her and that's why she's being like that? Because I hate conflict, but I do not hate observing things. And from what I can see, that is one messy queen. So,
yeah, like I remember in ninth grade, like my best friend, the sea tortoise, actually told everyone else that I was like a bitch. And then they all stopped being friends with me. And then I found out later someone had talked shit about me and it was the sea turtle. And so like I've just learned. So maybe that happened to you, but like not with the sea turtle, but with Kyle. And Ty's like, oh, I just don't even give a shit. You're presenting me with a very logical reason for why this is all happening. And I'm choosing to reject it right now.
And one thing we've learned about Natalia is when she says I don't give a shit, she gives a very big shit. Okay. She says that a lot. So then the guests are saying, hey, when are we eating? And Toomey's telling them, oh, we're gonna have snacks right up to you. We're gonna start with a cheese board. And then a lady's like, no, food. I don't want cheese. I want food, actual food. Right. And so okay, this is another huge mistake on Toomey's part already. So instead of saying, yeah, we have real food, it's not just cheese, but we start by bringing appetizers. There's 10 people here. There are 10 guests here. One person doesn't get to dictate what if everybody else gets a snack.
Bring out the snacks.
It's unbelievable. It's like I was like, no, no.
Yeah, this was a mistake too. I was like, why don't you just bring out the snacks they can at least graze for a moment? Because if she says, I don't want any cheese, that all she's saying is like, don't. Like, cheese is not lunch. I want proper lunch. And you say, totally get it. We're going to have lunch up as soon as possible. In the meantime, feel free to graze on this if you want to, you know?
Right. She's not saying, I don't want anything, period. Yeah, not good.
Toomey is fallible. Like, she is, I love Toomey, but she's not, like, coming into this, like, oh.
Well, it's also like, her first time.
It's her first,
right?
Yeah, like, she has flaws that she needs to work on.
So Toomey's rolling, you know, Toomey's like, oh my God, now they say they don't want this cheese or whatever. And she's like, so chef, they're hungry. And he's like, offer them the cheese or offer them the chives.
The chives.
I'm terrible. So she's chives like,
and cookies.
She's like, no, they don't want cheese. They want food. And he's like, all right, well, 30 minutes then. And so Toomey sees Kyle and she's like, that cheese board was abysmal. And he's like, oh, I've had better on Swiss flights. It's like, was it Swiss cheese, Kyle? You're a little much.
He's like, oh, I've had better cheese balls on Tillamook Airlines. It's like, well, they specialize in that. But also, here's Toomey's next mistake. Obviously telling anything to Kyle. But also, this gets back to the other one. You are the head of department. And she's definitely bringing that second stew energy, commiserating with fellow second, you know, fellow stews. And like, you have to actually just be the boss right now, and you're not at a place where you can commiserate. I guess because Aisha commiserated with her, because Aisha could do it. Aisha knew how to do it, but Aisha also knew when to sort of stiffen up and be like, I'm the boss. So but either way, Kyle is saying, yes, I've had better on an airplane. And then we cut to Max just trying to put on his microphone. He doesn't know how to do it. He's like, how do I do this? I don't know how to do this. What do I do here? But
he's saying, put it here. But he's going, bouditi, bouditi, bouditi. And Luca's like, I'm trying to figure out your accent. And Max laughs and goes, no, bouditi. And he's like, yes, you put it on the inside of your shirt, obviously, dude. You know, I guess it's like the cord for the thing. So then in the galley, Natalia goes to the galley and he's like, this is going to be a rough charter. I can feel it. He's like, sorry, babes. He's like, I don't like being rushed because I don't know. I won't throw it on a plate like a caveman. Can we just slow it down? It's going to be 10 more minutes. It won't be rushed. That's when I start getting pissed off, is when I get rushed. And when I get pissed off, I'll do this.
I sort of enter a catatonic state. So the guests, it's 6 minutes early. So Toomey said the projected time for lunch is 1:26, but 6 minutes, it's 1:20. And they're like, So when's lunch going to be ready? Which I can't stand because you were told it would be, like you were told, it'll be ready in 30 minutes and you still have time. But this is also when Toomey should bring out that cheese board and be like, well, why don't we bring out that cheese board anyway? So Jack's like, well, I won't be ready for another 15 minutes. And he said, what happened with the cheese? And she goes, they don't want it. But you took the wrapper off and you walked away. They don't want it.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, so what are you going to do, you know? So she's like, this is going to sound crazy, but my idea of charter guest is, my best idea of a charter guest is a chaotic guest. Because growing up with six siblings, this is normal. That's why I'm not on private charters. I get bored. I'm just here to bust my ass. That's where I thrive. You're not bringing cheese. Okay, that's what you're not doing. You need to bring cheese. You need to bring some snacks, okay? And if you're insistent on not bringing cheese, get into the pantry. Get some nuts. I don't care. Do something. I'm freaking out watching this because I'm like, oh, no.
I want the cheese.
I want food.
I'm hungry. So
don't
then,
deny me my food.
Now they're all sitting at the table, and so Toomey starts serving some bread that Jack made. But she asks Kyle what type of bread it is, and Kyle goes, that guy is like so, and he goes, she's like, he's so bad. So again, like he's just giving Kyle all the ammunition he needs to turn this boat against you, Toomey.
Yeah. And so Natalia checks on the chef again. She's like, Chefy, how are we? And he's like, I don't like being rushed. And so now she's like, yeah, well, I'm telling you, that is not the standard. You'll see, though. You'll figure it out yourself. I'll just let you figure it out yourself. I'm like, no, but you haven't been. You've been in here poisoning.
Mm-hmm. So the guests are still waiting. And Kyle tells Natalia, he's like, you must be enjoying the fuck out of this. Girl, we are having problems with the chef. And Natalia's like, the chef's amazing. I've had a great time with him. And Kyle's like, well, she does not like him. Which is like, you were also in there saying, like, I've seen better on, like, airplanes. And now
he knows what he's doing. Yeah. He knows exactly what he's doing. And they all fall for it, which is so annoying.
He's so toxic.
She's like, well, Chef is the best fucking thing about this boat. And all I'm telling you, it's her. It's an attitude problem.
I just can't bite my tongue. I think if you're being unfair, you need to be told that you're being unfair. And then Natalia tells this. The backstories today were hilarious. So at school, you know, against my science teacher, like, my house had just been in a fire. And she was always so rude to me. She was like, Natalia was the only thing that you were able to save, your sports uniform. And I just remember kicking the Bunsen burner that was on the desk towards the teacher. I tried to light it on fire, like my house.
I was like, what the hell?
Who was this teacher that was mocking the poor girl who lost everything in a fire except the sports?
Who mocks somebody for losing everything in a fire while they're working with fire? I mean, that's a Bunsen burner. Like, the level of insensitivity. Oh, I kicked that Bunsen burner. It was on the desk. I kicked it at the teacher.
Whenever Natalia comes out with, like, a tragic backstory, it is kind of funny. And I was on a Valentine's Day date, and I was with this guy, and then he got a text from his ex, and he just left me there. And then I was just at Valentine's Day alone with me and a Bunsen burner.
I never even got dessert.
You're like, what?
So Natalia's like, you know what? I'm not even getting involved with the service because it's embarrassing. She comes in here with a bone to pick, and guess what? She's picked the wrong bone. Just sack her and step up again. You know, I'll step up again when you're done with her, or something like that. And yeah, she's like, oh, I'm not assisting if I'm being told I'm being fired. Easy. So peace out, Kyle. And Kyle's like, oh, goodness, I really hate all this tension.
So now it's 1:45. The guests are still waiting. They're starving. Now it is truly past the deadline by a long, it's 20 minutes late now. So Toomey's finally bringing up the food, and Jessica's just like really happy to be away from all the conflict. So she comes in with her backstory, which is, at school, bickers and arguments about things gave me such bad anxiety. I went into cheerleading in 9th grade, and it's so much pressure, and you've got your team, and they're getting upset when you mess up. I mean, do you know how hard it is to have an entire pyramid on your back? I lost so much confidence in myself. I was like, fuck this. I quit.
Yeah. Love that you hate conflict, so you went into a sport that is literally yelling at people.
Literally cheering on conflict.
So then they're like, oh my gosh, we haven't eaten yet. Why is it almost 2 and we haven't eaten? You did refuse cheese. Just going to point that out.
That's true too.
So now steak starts coming out. He starts setting one thing up at a time as he finishes, right? So he sends steak and then he brings up pasta, which is crab arrabbiata with pappardelle. And he's like, okay, I'm going to also bring you a vegan alternative to this one. So they start serving and they're like, so what do you think, vegan lady? What do you think of the food so far? And she's like, well, it's just asparagus so far.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
And then we have this random moment because while this is happening, there's some really unnecessary activity happening because I think Sandy wants to move the boat a meter or something, or Luca wants to reposition something by a meter. So the deckies are just like doing busy work for the sake of busy work. I think they're just bored. So they're moving stuff around and Laura is doing something and Max goes, oh, the Air Force is coming. And she's like, why? She's like, ah, to help you. She's like, oh, cool. Thank you. I don't know what that means.
So let's see. So Natalia and Luke are talking and they're in laundry again. And he's like, so you're living the dream, aren't you, down here? And she goes, yeah, this is the quiet zone. Look at Carl's G-string. I mean, is that even what this is? I mean, his junk's not this big. What is that? What is this? And they pick up this flesh toned.
It was like a
thing. Jock strap type thing.
Yeah, it looked almost like a, not a loincloth, but it looked, I don't know. Now I understand why he doesn't wear a lot of underwear, because the ones he's chosen look very strange. So Natalia is like, if I was a monogram, Toomey made me say it that way. If I was in a monogamous relationship, I wouldn't be. What did I write? I said lighting. That doesn't make sense. I wouldn't be lighting.
She said, if I was in a monogamous relationship, I wouldn't be flirting, but I'm not in a monogamous relationship. So I'm allowed to have a cuddle with him, I think, but that's a question mark. I'm really confused. Hold on, let me say something. Have you fucked anyone yet? I don't care. All right, just need to get that out of the way. So then we go back to the table and Mecca's like, so how are you going to rate the vegan meal? You give it a rating. And she's like, this gets a six, because to me, pasta is very easy. I need more creativity in my vegan meals.
Well, don't tell Chef, but tell him. It was good. We just want more. Just tell him that. That's what Mecca says. And she goes, I have high expectations. We expect something very grand. And I hate that I'm like that, but that's just who I am.
Her friend's like, but you're a Pisces. You can't help it. So then we go to Laura and Max and is this the part you were already saying? I'm sorry.
No, that was Laura, he's like, we can do tam tam. Yeah,
he's like, we can do tam tam. And she goes, what is tam tam? And he starts playing a Christian like a drum. And she goes, okay, tam tam. What the fuck with this guy?
Oh, yeah, this is not good. So now Toomey goes up to Jack and is like, before I forget, the vegan gave it a 6 and she wants a 10. And he goes, well, to be honest, I wasn't happy. I felt a little bit rushed. She's like, yes, well, it was rushed. Even for me, it was rushed. It was definitely rushed. She goes, yeah, but I was rushed. You know, she's going to be a thorn in my asshole the whole trip. I can feel it.
So now back to Laura and Max. She's like, I don't like bugs. And he goes, but you're from South Africa, no? And she's like, yes, but I don't like insects. He's like, oh, but you have monkeys in the streets. Yeah? And she's like, yes, we have monkeys in the house. I still don't like insects.
I think she was like, yes, we have monkeys in the house. Like, I think she's like, what is this guy? This guy has no idea what he's talking about.
Oh.
I think so. I don't know. My interpretation was her being like, yes.
I watched too much House Hunters International. So I'm like, oh my God, places really have monkeys in houses all the time. whenever you go anywhere that's not America.
So anyway, Mecca tells them that she wants dinner at 8:30. And then so Toomey, like after this sort of rocky lunch, Toomey turns to Kyle and goes, Kyle, I appreciate you. And he's like, oh, what's going on? Is there anything you want to say? Any shit you want to talk about people? That'll keep it right between the two of us. Mm.
Yeah. She goes, what kind of shit are you talking with me right now? So she is called a really hot massage dude to come entertain everybody. And so then Jack gives a menu to Toomey and the captain checks with her and sees to see if she's okay. And she's like, well, they're difficult, but I've had way worse. And captain's like, you know, Toomey's just so approachable. There's just this energy about her. And it's this expectation of perfection,
which I really, really like. Oh, Toomey, let me give you some Teamwork Makes the Dream Work advice, okay? Please get some rest. Okay. Naps. Naps.
Naps and hugs.
That's a big thing on our journey.
Okay? Naps and hugs. So Toomey has printed out this menu, and I guess she'd left it on the bar or something, but Mecca sees the menu, and she wants to look at the menu and make some notes. So she wants to remove wild boar, and Kyle's like, oh, we can change that to lobster. Which I was like, I wasn't sure if Kyle could make that choice or not, but he made it. And then when the lobster thing comes up, someone else says that she wants to have a penne pasta, but with sauce from this dish, but with lobster also. So she basically makes a whole new course for herself. And he's like, yeah, no problem. So then Kyle goes in and tells Jack the whole plan. And this seemingly all happens behind Toomey's back. Like, Toomey does not know this is happening.
Well, it's also crazy because weren't they just saying they need more than pasta, but now they're ordering penne pasta? Like, they're getting a different kind of pasta.
I didn't even think about that.
So Kyle makes the changes and he's like, change the raviolo to a different type of pasta. And then Jack goes, well, I could do linguine. And he goes, that would be nice. The lady just specifically ordered penne. So why are you going back up there and telling him linguine instead of just saying penne? She said penne. I heard
it. Yeah. So
then Toomey and this show, I mean, this is what this show gets us pissed off about. Hey, man, wait a minute. What are you ordering linguine for? So then Toomey and Kyle are talking, and he tells us his story that after the boat, he had a one-way ticket to New York City to be with Frank. Yeah, that's not fishy at all. You meet some American dude, and then immediately you're like, one-way ticket, Frank, I love you, Frank.
Yeah,
like, poor Frank. Frank just got used.
Exactly. And Kyle's kind of trashed Frank a few times, I feel like, on Watch What Happens Live or in public. He sort of made it seem like, oh, there was nothing there. He's just a pretty face. He was sort of alluding to basically like, Frank sucks. But I'm like, you're the one who, like, you guys had a kiss while he was on holiday, and it was like part of like the being on holiday fantasy. And then he went back to his real world, and you went to New York with a one-way ticket for Frank. That's a little intense. So he's like, but there was no connection. So after that, I went on a dating app, and they show this picture of Kyle. Like, it looks like in Central Park, like lying on his stomach on a railing with his chin in his hands, looking all coy. And he's like, so I went on a dating app, and then I saw this profile pop up. It said Dr. Zachary Keith Riley. And I said, oh my goodness, a man. And I can't even figure out which one of those is his last name. So many options. What could it be? A man of mystery.
I'm super duper in love, and we're going to South Africa soon because I'd love to be engaged to my family.
And by the way, when they show his Tinder pic, it says Kyle, 31, service queen.
Well, people would like that on certain apps. So he's like really excited about this relationship that he's in. And so, Haley sees the masseur, and she goes,
I would let that man do dirty, dirty, dirty things to me, but I don't want to have to clean up after it. If Oz is on a tug.
So why, you know what, Max, what do you think?
He's like, I love to work with girls.
She goes, why? Because we're like hilarious and we're hard workers and hate flags.
He's like, oh.
So then Kyle tells Toomey they're changing the board of the lobster, and then we go to the laundry with Natalia, and Jack comes down and he's exhausted, and she just starts in again. She's like, I'm telling you, there was a flow and now it's gone. All right, I mean, it's like this entire boat just went into older age. The flow is missing. All right. And Toomey, I mean, she's already said something to Carl about you too, you know that, right? Have you heard that? Oh, I'm not saying anything, you make up your own mind.
He's like, this is bullshit. Don't start being all friendly and then nice and then make my life hard. It's pissing me off.
And Natalia's like, yeah, well, she messaged Carl last night saying that she has no problem firing me. Good luck. Apparently she messaged Carl that she wants to fire me and then push me off the boat and hope I get eaten by a shark. That's the sort of girl that we're dealing with right now.
So she's like, you know what, Chevy, I can help you with whatever you need. Everybody except Jessica in this department is so like poisonous. You guys are all fucking poison. This is only episode two. So now Toomey and Natalia, they're talking about decorating for this pajama party. Okay. And so now we go to Max pissing off basically the rest of his teammates. So he's like, so you have to go this big way? And she goes, yeah, I'm like the big daddy way. And he's like, oh, you asked me how I am. Welcome in my La La Lance.
Yeah, I don't even remember what happened here. I just said that they were doing something with a jerry can. And I was like,
I thought it was a part where he was pissing off Lara again, but it wasn't.
It might have been. I mean, I don't know. Like they're pretty much struggling for any sort of content on the deckhand side for this episode. So then Toomey has a nice moment with one of the guests because the guest is saying how it's really lovely to see a black woman in yachting. And Toomey talks about like, you know, like it's like exhausting for her. And she's like, sometimes I feel like I'm not here changing the world, but the woman's like, you are, you're changing my world. And everyone who comes on here gets to see a fellow black woman do this. And it's a really big deal. So then Toomey talks about how there's like a real lack of diversity in yachting. And like one of the reasons why it doesn't get spoken about is because people keep defending it. They're like, oh, but I know a black deckhand, or I know a black person who worked here or there, but like none of them are in positions of power, she says. And a lot of times the people of color who are on the boats are usually put into areas where they're kind of invisible and can't be seen.
Yeah. So then Natalia is decorating for this party and Luca is helping her. And he's like, you know, recently I just got out of an ongoing relationship, but, you know, I've been given this amazing position and I just know I can't get too distracted with these girls. And Natalia's like, oh, really? Do you have a girlfriend? What's the vibe there? He's like, I'm too young for that. I'm only 25.
Once I was dating someone and I broke up with him and was seeing another person on the boat and we were in the crew mess one time and throwing food at each other and the captain gets like a little ice, like it's a little cream cheese on his face and I'm like, sorry, dude. So that affected the work environment. I was like, what? Did you ask ChatGPT for your backstory? What is going on here?
He said that he broke up with her and then started dating someone else and then they got into a food fight, right? Is that what you just said?
Well, at first I thought it was that he got into a food fight with a new girl, but then I was wondering maybe it was the old girl that they
got into. No, it was the girls. They started fighting over him. And they were throwing food at each other and the captain got splattered with the food. And so that...
Did you throw a Bunsen burner? Because then I could really relate to the story.
You try breaking up with me. Good luck not getting your house started on fire after I kick over a Bunsen burner. Son of a bitch. Not that I care. So Kyle brings out starters and he brings out a homemade lobster spice linguine.
Jack made a lobster?
I know. It was
a homemade,
weird.
A homemade lobster. Like he actually like created. He's like, all right, I'll just put some... put a crow's foot in here and I put a fish head in there and I did a spell and I created a lobster.
Yeah, but also I don't think he made the linguine homemade. We didn't see him drying out, you know, like hanging any pasta or anything. I think Kyle's just full of shit. So yes. They give it a 10 this time. And now they come out with yellowtail on top of mussels. And one of the ladies is like, no, this isn't what I ordered. I ordered the lobster. And Kyle's like, yeah, you got lobster on the pasta. And she goes, yeah, I wanted lobster pieces. I mean, what's up with that? Not realizing, I guess, that she just ate that.
When she made her request, that was what she wanted for her main, but she didn't necessarily articulate that, which is actually okay that she didn't articulate that because she's the guest. And since Kyle was being the service queen at that moment, should have clarified exactly what it was, but he didn't. So she's already doesn't realize that what she just ate was actually the thing that was made for her, and maybe she didn't recognize it because she asked for lobster with penne and they just got probably lobster with linguine, which is what the chef turned it into. This is basically like Dostoevsky, right? Like this is
So Jumi's like, wait a minute, so I'm confused. She wants a spaghetti lobster thing, but that's what she wants for a main. And Jack's like, she didn't say it to me though, did she? And so Toomey asks Kyle, she's like, so what's going on? What did she order and what didn't she order? And then we see a clip of her saying, I want the lobster with that sauce on this pasta. And Kyle's like, well, she wanted the lobster with that starter, so we changed that, yes. And Toomey's like, okay. So she takes up a side of roasted carrots, and the lady's like, those are carrots. And one of the other ladies is like, she's mad that that's not lobster.
Yeah. So so then Toomey's like, so do you want the pasta that you just had? And then the lady's like, I need it for my, I don't want carrots. Like this is what, so basically the woman realizes it all comes out. She didn't realize that it was what she had ordered was actually the starter, yada, yada, yada. So now Toomey goes to Jack and tries to, like, she's trying to make Jack feel better and make him feel like he didn't mess up. And so she goes, okay, first of all, they're drunk, one. And two, when she heard the menu, and Jack's, who said it? And she's like, well, Kyle told you about the menu. He goes, well, we need to be on top of that because, you know, I could have messed it up real badly. She's like, no, but the guests messed it up. The guests did it.
And he's like, oh, well, you need to be on top of that. She goes, I am on top. And what the hell, you're talking about me not being on top? And he's like, well, obviously you're not, are you? And she says, well, I'm not sure what I could have done differently. Meanwhile, this is all Kyle's fault again.
This is Kyle's fault.
This is fucking Kyle's fault again. So he's like, we can talk about this later. And she's like, don't do that. You're stressed out. I'm supposed to be helping you. And he's like, I'm not stressed out, as he's plating this kind of brownish pasta for her.
He can't. And I'm sorry. He cannot say he's not stressed out when the whole episode's been like, don't rush me. Don't rush me. If you rush me, I'm going to get stressed out. Don't rush me. I'm like, you literally, like, this has been your episode arc, as you being stressed out.
Well, I think he's just trying not to have an argument, and it's not really working. I mean, really, all he knows from being down in the kitchen is he puts out a menu. They come and change the menu. Then he sends out the new menu after showing them the menu, and then people are still complaining, and he's like, what the fuck? And then she's saying, this is the customer's fault. Like, you guys have been up there talking to the customers. Like, how is this? I can understand why he's frustrated, but he's like, fuck it. Jeez.
People. Right. Now, I think the question is also, like, because my instinct is to say, well, to me, honestly, like, you guys should have confirmed with this woman, like, what course this was for her. But I have to imagine that Kyle, because Kyle interpreted as this is what she wants for her starter. So Kyle probably relayed that message to Toomey. Like, I can imagine being in Toomey's position, considering she was not there for this impromptu menu planning session, that she did not. She was, the way it was probably relayed to her was that, like, this woman knew exactly what she wanted and it was all settled. There was no reason for her to go confirm it. So it's Kyle's fault. This is all literally Kyle's fault.
It's Kyle's fault.
So Jack's like, fucking hell. And she's like, put fucking hell to you too. So they serve the dish. And then Toomey does very much like the Hannah thing, because Hannah would always do this. She comes back in with the menu to show why she's right and the chef is wrong. Remember Hannah did that to the guests once. She's like, all right, can I just show you your preference sheet, honey? You said you didn't like this. You said that you liked this, honey, and now you suddenly didn't like this, honey. So always right, honey. Bye, honey.
Yeah, so she shows them. She's like, so you see the lobster spice linguine she assumed was going to be a main dish. And he's like, wait, so she wanted that again? And she's like, yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm not making stuff up. So then Natalia hears this and she's like, are they farting? Let's evict her. Hey, let's evict her. And we just cut to Jess, like, rocking back and forth. She's like, drama, drama.
Cheerleading all over again. Jack's like, but it doesn't make sense why they have a choice. And she's like, she got confused. It's not our problem. She is the one that got confused. Do you understand? So now he's mad. He's mad that she's blaming the guest, which I think he actually does have a fair point. But it's, again, I don't think it's Toomey's fault. Maybe Toomey, now going forward, will double check whenever her underling says there's a menu change, which is what she should do. But I don't know. It's a disaster.
So then Natalia and Luke go into the galley, and Natalia's, of course, like, good copying it. She's like, oh, hey, love, you need anything? And he's like, therapy, I need therapy after this. And she goes, that makes three of us, am I right? So then Kyle and Toomey are at the bar, and Kyle's like, I heard you getting angry, so I just wanted to check on you.
Like, talk about good cop, bad cop again. And Toomey's like, he doesn't respect me, and that's the problem, because your fucking friend is running her mouth. And so, you know, Kyle's gonna be like, she said that you're running her mouth. That's what she's saying about you.
Yeah, and Kyle's like, well, if I put down chicken and they change their mind, what must I do? She goes, yeah, well, what yacht have you worked on? A shitty one, clearly, because guests are allowed to just change their minds, all right? So she's, you know, now all worked up over Jack, and my God, this is just a big fucking mess. So right, now Toomey goes back into the galley, and she's like, listen, I'm here because I want you to win. I don't want you to fail. Like, it doesn't do anybody any good. You know, I'm on your team. And he's like, but we're good. You don't have to worry. And she's like, well, and I know that you have someone in your ear, and I would at least like a fair chance. Okay, that's not fair. Because even though you're correct that Natalia is in his ear, Kyle is also in your ear, and you're also bitching at him behind his back. Yes. And she didn't have anything to do with this. This was a mistake that Kyle made that you're still refusing to put on Kyle. And you're acting like Natalia made this whole thing happen. This was your communication and Kyle's communication that made this happen. Don't come and try and blame Natalia right now. This is just a mess. Oh my God. It's stressful.
It was. At the end of the day, Toomey did talk shit about the chef, and it got back to the chef, and he is upset. That being said, at the end of the day, a second time, because two things can happen at the end of the day, is that Natalia did poison the well against Toomey. So they're all being really toxic to each other really quickly. So Jack is basically like, and that, and by the way, Jack is now insulted that Toomey has said this, because he's like, I make up my own mind. Don't worry, I make up my own mind. Meanwhile, he's literally just now taken on.
Right. He didn't have Natalia any problem. Said. He didn't have any problem until Natalia said that to him. Right. So now it's party time, and now they're going to have vegan flatbreads. They're just getting served up. I love it. This is my kind of party.
Yeah.
So it's like dinner, then dessert, then pizza.
Yes. It's like being at a wedding.
Oh yeah. So Kyle serves them until like 3 a.m. and they party. And the next day, 6 a.m.
Well, it's 3 a.m. And then he like looks around. The place is a mess. It's a disaster. He goes, that could be done tomorrow. 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 He kind of just like skips out on all his like late night responsibilities. Yeah, it sucks. But he literally skips out on everything.
Yes, and so he just texts, finished at 3:10 a.m. So now it's the next day, and Natalia's like, wait a minute, the morning person should wake up and to a packed away boat where she should give it a quick wipe down and stop breakfast, not be cleaning up decorations from the night before.
I mean, I kind of agree with her, because imagine if a guest had come out and the living room still looked like that. That's really bad. So Natalia's like, I mean, things are all lifted out. It becomes a bit of a cluster. And she's just complaining because the dishwashers are not been empty. Like they're not, like the dishes have not been done, all these things. So she's like, she tells Toomey this. Of course she tattles, because she totally has kid sister energy. She's like, Toomey, just so you know, everything was left out. And Toomey's like, well, that's all right. I needed Carl to be in bed at 3. She's like, but why? She's like, well, Natalia, I'm telling you I'm okay with it. And if it means that someone went to bed at 3, and Natalia's like, oh my God.
And she's like, yeah, but you know what? Like, we would be ahead if we only had the empty dishwashers. And she's like, no, I needed Carl in bed by 3. She goes, why? She's like, oh my God. Oh my God. So then Toomey's like, listen, I'm telling you, I'm fine with it. End of story. She's like, stop doing this with your hands. Again.
Stop. By the way, where's Jessica? Shouldn't Jessica be away? Can't Jessica help with this cleaning? Because if you, there, technically, we do have more stews than usual, so I guess theoretically one could be cleaning up the decorations and one could be like,
but we've already had a season of Kyle doing this shit, going to bed, not cleaning up, then being besties with the chief stew, and then them standing up for Kyle. We've not had that on any other Below Deck, but it magically happens every time Kyle's on board, you know. Kyle's fucking lazy, and he does it. It's like the second season of him doing it. And it's so annoying that he's got the women fighting each other, when meanwhile, he's like the evil little manipulator up there just sleeping. Like,
yeah. No, I totally agree. He should have cleaned this shit up. So, so Natalia does the thing about, like, stop doing this with your hands. And then Toomey's like, well, stop talking back to me. And Toomey's basically like, you know, it's my first time as Chief Stew, but, like, I know what I'm doing. And Natalia has no respect. She's like a little chihuahua, and she's territorial, and she's combative, and she speaks all the time. And she basically is like, you've been attacking me since day one.
And Natalia's like, excuse me, you stepped on board with the worst attitude. There was no appreciation, organization, flow.
This is like a Geico commercial. There's no flow.
So Natalia's like, just handle it then. Oh, don't go talk to Carl about it. If you've got a problem, talk to me. And Toomey's like, goodbye, Natalia. And that's They just end in a big snit.
And I love when people do that. They're like, if you have a problem, talk to me about it, when Natalia has also been going around talking shit about Toomey. Yeah, I definitely think that Toomey's lack of experience, like Toomey thinks that she's like, oh, I'm prepared. I know what I'm doing. But like, you kind of don't understand the politics. And Natalia is a full underminer. And Kyle is actually, Natalia is more like, she is, does not know when to just like shut it. And Kyle is the underminer. And it's like, it's actually really frustrating to watch him really destroy the vibe on this crew.
That's what he does.
It's Agent what he does.
Chaos. Wow.
That's stressing what people, me. It's stressing because it's like we see this in workplaces. Like I can, it's like, oh God, I can't stand it. Anyway, on that note, we can stand you guys. So come back for our next episode. I think Salt Lake City is next. Looking forward to it. Thanks for being here, everyone. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Ruru LaRue.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Shadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.